Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome to the show. The big show is here. 3 o'clock, West Coast time, 6 o'clock, East Coast time. Today is Thursday, March 24th. Great to be with you. So many stories to get to. It's almost impossible to get to all of them. But let me try my best and start. President Trump sues Hillary Clinton and many others in a RICO lawsuit over the Russian collusion hoax. I love it. I love it. I just got back from Mar-a-Lago, 7 days at one of the great mansions in the world with President Trump. President Trump's home and estate. And spent 7 days there and spent some time with President Trump and sat next to him at dinner and spent some time with him and Melania. And what a great treat when I get home, I see that President Trump has announced a RICO lawsuit. Take everything away from the Clintons, these vicious, horrible people. Disgusting. President Trump filed a federal RICO suit in Miami, Florida, Thursday against Hillary Clinton and others over the Russian collusion hoax orchestrated by the Clinton campaign in 2016 to undermine Trump's candidacy and derail his presidency. Trump is asking for treble damages of expenses and losses of more than $24 million. The Clintons could be left penniless. Take it all away from them. Yes, Wayne Root says, make Hillary homeless again. I love it. She put that on bumper stickers. She's one of the most disgusting women that's ever lived in the history of the world, a horrible communist witch. I guess you're allowed to say it on the radio, so she's a communist bitch as well as witch. And I hope they leave her with nothing in her old age. Sickly old woman with mental illness, communist loser who tried to destroy Trump's campaign, who tried to beat him by stealing the election, by spying on his campaign. And then after he was elected, tried to destroy him again. By spying on the presidency, spying on the White House. She not only should be left penniless, she should be sent to Guantanamo and hung. That is treason of the highest order. To tap the phones to spy on the President of the United States inside the White House? She's a terrorist. These are the people we're dealing with. Domestic terrorists, communists, radical losers. Go get them, Donald Trump. Great stuff. And then, as if on cue, new poll shows Trump crushing Biden in favorability. Crushing Biden. And Trump's favorability rating tops every national political figure. Much better shape than any other national political figure, including those the corporate media spend billions of dollars to protect. What's key about favorability is it's basically a likability poll. A winning favorability rating means the public likes you, which is even more important than your job ratings. And a good example is Barack Obama. People liked the guy more than they approved of the job he did. It was one of those things that allowed his approval ratings to defy gravity, although I believe those ratings were all BS, total bullspit. They were just more fraud and more rigging of the polls. But the specific numbers are amazing. Favorability. Favorable versus unfavorable versus the spread. So Trump is a 45 favorability. Biden's a 42 favorability. Kamala Harris is a 36. And you know they're propping them up. Nobody likes Kamala Harris in the entire world. And at this point, no one likes Biden in the entire world. Biden's not at 42 and Kamala Harris is not at 36. Mitch McConnell's at 24. Kevin McCarthy's at 23. Screw you, two rhino windbags. Pelosi's at 34 and Schumer's at 29. And these are averages. This is not some outlier poll. These are averages of many polls. These are the averages per Real Clear Politics poll of polls. So Trump has the highest favorability rating in the country. So I think at this point, everybody understands that they'd like more of his mean tweets. More of his mean tweets would be certainly fun compared to an economy that's cratering, jobs cratering, your spending ability cratering because of inflation, gas prices skyrocketing, home heating skyrocketing, grocery prices skyrocketing, major shortages to come, a disaster befalling all of us. It's unfolding right in front of our eyes. And a new poll from Emerson College shows Trump holding a 12-point margin over Joe Biden in favorability. That is a different poll than the other one. Because you heard me just say he was up 45-42. This one's a 12-point margin. So poll after poll shows that nobody likes Biden anymore, and Trump is the winner. And I'm telling you, every time these polls show Biden in the 40s, it's a lie. Biden isn't in the 40s. Kiss my you-know-what. If you want to convince me that Biden's in the 40s, you're a liar. Here's the latest Grinnell College poll, national poll, that shows Joe Biden's approval rating hits 34%. Only 34% of adults in the United States approve of Biden's performance as president. A majority, 52%, disapprove. And then, of course, there's 14% that aren't sure. They're the dumbest ones of all. You know, as dumb as a person is that says they approve of Biden, I got to tell you, they're smarter than people who say they don't know. Because if you approve of Biden, it may not be because you're a complete idiot. It may be because you're a loyal Democrat. I can appreciate and respect loyalty, even though you're an idiot, even though you're a communist. I can appreciate loyalty more than I can appreciate someone so dumb that they look at a collapsing United States in every category under Biden and they could just go, I don't know, you morons. Biden's approval was down further when compared to the October poll that asked the same questions. The October poll found 37% approved his performance as president. Now it's 34. Regarding the economy, only 31%. Listen, liberals will tell you the economy's doing well. People don't buy it. Only 31% said they approved of Biden's handling of the economy. A large majority, 57%, disapproved. Again, 13% were not sure. 13% are like, huh? Twirl me around on my butt. I'm so dumb, I don't even know how to use toilet paper. These people are so stupid. It's beyond belief. You shouldn't allow people like this to vote. They're a chromosome short. Unbelievable. Biden's economic poll numbers are just plummeting. He also received poor marks in handling the Russian invasion into Ukraine. Only 37% approve how Biden has dealt with the situation compared to 48% who disapprove. And this poll was just conducted between March 15th and 20th. So that's all the polls I'll talk about today. This could be one of the reasons why people don't respect liberals, don't respect Biden, besides the fact that he's got dementia and the country's collapsing in front of us. The Bidens announce they're building a wall. Finally, we've got the wall around their Delaware beach house. Not around Mexico, around their Delaware beach house. Yeah, it's a start. Joe Biden has decided to build a wall, but not at the southern border, around his house in Delaware. According to an attentive neighbor, the Bidens are requesting they be allowed to build a bigger wall around their beach house. Isn't that amazing? There's actually a notice of a public hearing to build a large wall in front of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. How do they live with themselves? How could I, Wayne Root, look you in the face and say, no wall on the southern border, walls are racist, and then on the other hand, be applying in front of the Zoning Commission in Vegas for a giant wall around my house? How can you do that? Well, I'll tell you what. Most middle-class people don't know rich people. I know lots of rich people. I've been very lucky in my life. I wish I was one of those incredibly filthy rich people, but I'm not. But I know lots of rich, powerful, connected people. And they're all, for the most part, all liberal or rhino. I really don't know any really rich people that are just totally balls to the walls, pro-Trump, pro-conservative values, and the Trump agenda. Every time I meet a super rich person with a private jet and limos, almost every single one of them is an extreme liberal. But then, you know, you go check out where they live, and there's only white people in their neighborhood for miles. They don't live anywhere where a black person moves, let alone lives. You know, except maybe a maid cleaning their toilet bowls. That's about the only black person they've ever allowed near their house. Someone's got to clean our toilet bowls. These people are so racist. They're white. These are all the kids I went to Columbia with. And when I got to Columbia, I met them, and they were the exact same way. The most racist people I've ever met. They never in their whole lives knew a black person or an Hispanic person. But yet, all they talked about all day is how much they hated white people because white people held black people down. No, they were talking about themselves and their parents. Of course they want walls around their houses. Of course they want to live in lily white neighborhoods. Of course they ride to work in limousines. Of course they fly private jets. You know, a black person might sit in the seat next to them on a regular airline. That would scare them. Liberals, especially rich liberals, are the most racist, revolting, elitist people in the world. I remember when Starbucks said they were only going to hire Muslims because Muslims are treated so bad in America. And I remember I wrote a column asking if the CEO of Starbucks, who has mansions all over the world, by the way, 20, 30, 40, $50 million mansions, six of them, I believe. I asked if he's ever been near a Muslim in his life. Starbucks answered me. They said, oh, it's a terrible thing you're saying about our CEO.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if, for whatever reason, you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help. And we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman.
Franklin and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told JP he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, Wayne on the Root, welcome back to the show. A little bit of Metallica to rattle your brain. Wayne on the Root's on fire here on USA Radio Network. Coming to you from the house that Root built in Las Vegas. My flagship station in Vegas, AM 670, and broadcast all over this country, nationally syndicated by USA Radio Network. I was just listening. I was looking at my text, and I have a beautiful message here from the husband and the wife, David Crank and Nicole Crank, two very famous, prominent, mega church ministers in both Missouri and Florida, who've got, I think like 8 mega churches. And we became really good friends. We met at Mar-a-Lago probably 7, 8, 9 years ago. And we become good friends kind of over text and over the phone. And I flew out to Missouri and went to one of their church services and met them once in Florida, met them once in Vegas. But that's it. I've only met them 4 times in my life. But when I was at Mar-a-Lago for my honeymoon last week, they were there. And David Crank, minister, pastor David Crank, was throwing a surprise birthday party for Pastor Nicole Crank, his wife, and asked if I would come. And we actually gave them the last night of our honeymoon. Monday night was the last night. We were going to have a nice romantic dinner alone. And we scratched it to drive 30 minutes down to Boca Raton to go to this beautiful place. Oh, what a stunning place to celebrate her birthday, a surprise birthday party for Nicole Crank. And Nicole just sent me just a beautiful text audio saying what an honor it was, what a shock it was when she walked in and saw me and said, "The great Wayne Root gave his time to us. Oh, my God. You left your post in Las Vegas defending the world to come see us. Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you. I love you. I love you." So it's just nice when people are appreciative and people are nice and people respect you and people appreciate what you do every day. Thank you, Nicole, and
Thank you, David Crank, to wonderful ministers who are saving the world in their own way. Well, I save the world in my own way. You know, mine is a very different way. I'm not saving the world by preaching God. I'm saving the world by, you know, preaching that we got to go get these guys and smack them in the face. I believe you don't turn the other cheek. We can't turn the other cheek ever again because these people are trying to kill us, ban us, take our jobs away, bankrupt us, starve us, make us homeless, ruin our lives, and take away our country. So I don't think you'd be nice to these people ever again. These people, meaning Democrats, communists. There's no difference anymore. You know, anybody's a reasonable Democrat, like Vernon Jones was a reasonable Democrat in Georgia, and he switched to the Republican Party because of Donald Trump. And he had a fundraiser in Mar-a-Lago while I was there, invited me to it, and I went to it and gave him a big hug. And he's been on this show multiple times, like twice in the last 2 months, I think. And Vernon finally got a chance to meet me in person, and it was like a love fest. We really got along with each other great, and I want him to win badly. And that's what a normal Democrat will do. You'll switch to Republican now. Because anyone who says they're a Democrat and is proud of it is now a communist. There's no other way to put it. You're a radical communist scumbag who hates his country or her country. That's what you are now. You're a Democrat, and you're proud to be a Democrat. Good luck to you. Good luck to you. I'm not going to be nice to you. I'm not going to be nice to the people that are destroying my country. You know what it's like? Being nice to a Democrat is like being nice, if you're a Ukrainian, being nice to the Russians, right? You're not going to be nice to the Russians. They're killing you. They're killing you. Well, Democrats, you've seen the polls, would like to put anyone who's unvaccinated into a concentration camp. And they'd like to force vaccinate me. And they'd like to take my children away from me. And they'd like to see me lose my job. So, yes, you're a communist. You're a mother trucker. You're a vicious, horrible, vile thug. And I want nothing to do with you. Sponsor of this segment of the show is Hero 2020. For weeks I've been telling you about a non-lethal weapon, Hero 2020. The website's hero2020.com. Hero has engineered a much more powerful solution than pepper spray in a can. It only takes a few minutes to learn how to use Hero 2020. It has a laser sight to ensure that you won't miss. You know where I'd set the laser sight? Right on the thug's balls. Bingo! It does not require a concealed carry permit. It's perfect for anyone who wants to protect themselves and doesn't feel comfortable carrying a traditional handgun. Hero 2020 will stop an attack. No one dies or gets seriously injured, and you don't get sued. But the guy is lying on the ground screaming in pain. Rather than walking out of your store with $3,000 worth of goods, he's lying on the floor screaming for his mommy while the police are on the way. Do what I did and protect yourself. By the way, if he starts to get up while he's coughing because the pepper spray can't breathe, and while he's blind in his eyes, and while it's stinging the part that hit him, shoot him again! As the police are on the way. Look, he's getting up! Boom! Shoot him again in the balls. I got one for my cars, I got one for my home, and of course I got my arsenal of real guns, too. Hero2020.com. I'm just waiting for the day one of you comes in my house. Hero2020.com. Use the coupon code WAR for a special discount for Wayne Allyn Root. Hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply. We'll be right back. Great guest coming up. Great book, great guest, lots of great stuff. Coming up, The Root's on fire. WayneRoot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
War now.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
After 19 hours of contentious testimony, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson was asked by Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy what she hoped to bring to the Supreme Court.
What I would hope to bring is very similar to what 115 other justices have brought, which is their life experiences, their perspectives. And mine include being a trial judge, being an appellate judge, in addition to my being a black woman, lucky inheritor of the civil rights dream.
The Biden administration is announcing its intention to welcome over 100,000 Ukrainian refugees and others affected by the Russian war on Ukraine. The crisis in Ukraine has quickly unfolded as the fastest growing refugee crisis in Europe since World War II. Over 3 million Ukrainians have fled the country. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shop Super Tea.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic an insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the show. Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show. My great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including mostly the dangerous inner body visceral fat. I never felt like I was fat one day in my life, but I had 25 pounds of fat to lose inside my body mostly and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. And now, 16 months after I started, I look the best of my life. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. John and Chelsea have the only patent pending in the world for a method of achieving intracellular hydration. Now, that's credibility. The patent application includes over 500 pages of science that allows you to hydrate and lose fat and upgrade your health and immune system. No one else has this science of inner body hydration. It's all set up in a program that's simple and scientific. It's your time to be healthy from the inside out. Right now, Energized Health is offering my fans the War, Wayne Allyn Root, 40% off. Decisive action discount. Take action. Say war and get 40% off. Go to energizedhealth.com, energizedhealth.com, or call toll-free 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. All right, this news just in, and then I'll get to my esteemed guests. Mitch McConnell, the Senate minority leader, Republicans are not in the majority, sadly, because Democrats rigged and stole the election. But Mitch McConnell says he will vote against confirming Ketanji Brown Jackson to the United States Supreme Court. Even he believes she's incredibly radical. He's a dumb, you know, pacifist who never fights, but he's fighting this time. He said, I went into the Senate's consideration of Judge Jackson's nomination with an open mind, but after studying her record and watching her performance, I will not support Judge Jackson for a lifetime appointment to our highest court. The most radical pro-court packing fringe groups badly want this nomination, and she was the court packer's pick, and she testified like it. And I will not vote for her. Kind of amazing. Don't forget, she's a radical Marxist who gave lenient sentences to pedophiles and said she can't even define what a woman is, what makes a person female versus male. And so Mitch McConnell has had enough, and he's voting against her or it, whatever it is, being that she can't define a woman. Maybe it's an it. Our guest is Reid Galbraith, former California investigator, whistleblower, author of What Are the Odds? Blowing the Whistle on the California Lottery. You can check him out at Amazon.com. His book is there. It's called What Are the Odds? By Reid Galbraith. Reid, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Thank you very much, sir. Big fan. Honored to be on.
Well, you know, if you're a big fan, you know, Reid, that my number one story generally on this show is how government is so corrupt and all these government bureaucrats and government employees and also politicians are on the take. You know, none of them make $150,000 a year, $120,000 a year, $175,000 a year. That's just chicken feed to them. What they make is they steal off all the taxpayers' money. They suck off the teat of the taxpayer by stealing government contracts, giving it to their brother-in-law, giving it to their children, giving it to their sister, giving it to their parents, giving it to their children, whatever it may be. They steal foreign aid. They're ripping off everything, including, I'm sure, the lottery. And sure enough, you're here to tell us they're absolutely ripping off the lottery. Tell us your story as a whistleblower with the California Lottery.
Yeah, well, and you're absolutely right, Wayne. The issue, especially in California, and it's a lot of what motivated me to write the book, is California has become, you know, allegedly the poster child for how our government should be run, at least at the federal level. And being someone who was inside and watched money that was actually supposed to be earmarked for public schools get misappropriated on a regular basis, that was what motivated me to actually become a whistleblower, along with several of my colleagues. And, you know, this is California, where they talk about wanting to support whistleblowers and being against corruption. And I can tell you, as someone who was fired and had to actually sue the state to clear my name, that's just not how it goes.
So tell us how it went. How do you know that they stole money, and who stole the money exactly, and how much did they steal?
So in my case, I was an investigator, so I was actually a peace officer with the state of California. So I was a lottery cop. So any crimes that were committed against the state lottery, I investigated them as well as my unit. And one of the key points in the book that we discuss is that my chief actually went and tried to stop a payment to an individual who did not have a winning ticket and ended up getting paid $1.8 million. And not only did this individual get paid, but there was an effort to change the laws in the state of California to allow him to file the claim in the first place. And what's interesting about this is she, as well as my deputy director, did report this to the Department of Justice in California, which was at the time overseen by Kamala Harris. And not only did she refuse to investigate, my entire management staff was fired.
You and your staff were fired for telling the truth and trying to stop a steal. Is that what it comes down to?
That's exactly what it was.
And how could a person win $1.8 million if they didn't win? Tell me how that would happen. Somebody fixed it, their name came up, and then that person that fixed it would get a piece of the $1.8 million, I assume? Is that the scam?
No, in this case, it wasn't even that. It was just pure corruption and rigging the rules to benefit someone who you didn't want to give you negative publicity. And in this case, the individual received the payment in full, and that had to be authorized by an individual who's still working for the state of California, making that six-figure salary you were talking about with no repercussions for the fact that she took away $1.8 million that should have gone to public schools.
Right, but the one thing I don't understand, I continue to understand, why would you give away, let a person win $1.8 million that didn't deserve to win it, unless she agreed, the $1.8 million winner, agreed to stick you with maybe $500,000 as a thank you, as a bribe. In other words, that would be why you'd let someone win $1.8 million who didn't deserve to win. You get a piece of it. Don't you think they got a bribe as part of this?
Nothing would surprise me. The thing that's extremely crazy, especially you know, having been on the inside and watching this in California, there's no logical reason for it. And you know, I've racked my brain for the better part of 6 years trying to figure out why they did it. There isn't anything I found in my investigation that showed that they got a kickback. It was just essentially treating public money like it was their own personal piggy bank to dole out however they saw fit.
Wow. Well, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, don't be naive, Reed. They got a payoff, too. I guarantee you there was a payoff involved. These government employees all live on payoffs. They make their $150 a year as a government bureaucrat, plus a pension, plus the greatest Cadillac health care a human being could ever get, and they make more money than anyone in the private sector, and that's not enough for them. They want to pick up an extra $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 a year in bribes. So I'm telling you, don't discount that, too. Now, because of all this, you were banned by Twitter. I'm banned for life by Twitter because I mentioned a stolen election and I mentioned the Hunter Biden laptop, and I also mentioned that lockdowns don't work when it comes to COVID, and I was right about everything. Why were you banned by Twitter?
So I was actually heavily going after a lot of the tweets that were being put out by Kamala Harris in particular. And in most of these tweets, I was actually including links to the past news stories about her failures as a California politician. And I woke up one day and all of a sudden my account was permanently suspended with my lowly 3,500 Twitter followers, and asked for an appeal 2.5 months ago. And I've never heard something back, but I am permanently banned from Twitter for telling the truth about Kamala Harris.
All right, so tell us what we're talking to Reed Galbraith. His new book is author of What Are the Odds? Blowing the Whistle on the California Lottery. And you can get that book at Amazon.com. Reed Galbraith is the author. How is Kamala Harris involved in all this? Remember, she's a totally talentless hack who screwed her way to the top, who's now vice president of the United States and one heartbeat away from becoming president. And, of course, you know, in front of her is some guy who's got dementia who's probably not going to last another week. So she's right on the verge of being president of the United States. How is Kamala involved in this scandal, Reed?
Well, in typical Kamala fashion, it's complicity. You know, not knowing what's going on with her people and refusing to take any action that would have actually made her look bad in the political spectrum. So she's actually refused to investigate the state of California when my deputy director asked for an investigation into the misappropriation of public funds. And then after I was fired and I sued the state lottery for wrongful termination and whistleblower retaliation, Kamala Harris's office represented the state in their defense against my lawsuit.
She's one of a kind, that woman. I mean, it was Newt Gingrich who said the other day, she's the dumbest person to ever become vice president of the United States. I think that's an understatement. I think she's the dumbest person to ever get elected to any office in the history of the United States. She is just as dumb as a doorknob. It's just scary, scary. And, you know, she literally screwed her way to the top, and that's the only reason she got where she is. How did you get involved with writing this book? What was your motivation for writing the book, What Are the Odds?
So originally I had started writing it when I got suspended by the state, when they actually started investigating me for being a whistleblower. And it took me the better part of 6 years to actually finish it. I found myself motivated when Kamala Harris was a senator and was adamantly defending Vindman for being, you know, an alleged whistleblower, and listening to the hypocrisy that came out of her mouth, having actually lived it myself and had personal experience.
So she persecuted her. Reach. She persecuted you for being a whistleblower while she wanted to defend Vindman, that guy was a military guy who was going up against Trump for being a whistleblower. So depending on the situation, if it's good or bad for her politics, she either loves whistleblowers or hates them. Is that about to sum it up?
Exactly. And that was my motivation to write this book.
There you go. Government is corrupt, I'm telling you. And Reid Galbraith has summed it up. It's the California lottery's corrupt. Everything's corrupt. But even worse with liberals. I mean, not that Republicans can't be corrupt, but liberals are just over the top. All they do is steal money all day long, your taxpayer money. Reid Galbraith is the author of What Are the Odds? Blowing the Whistle on the California Lottery. You got to check out his book. Where can they get the book? Amazon.com. Reid Galbraith, What Are the Odds? Thank you, Reid, for coming on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. God bless you, buddy.
Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate being here.
Wayne Allyn Root, the root's on fire. RootForAmerica.com is my website. WayneRoot@gmail.com is how you contact me. We shall return in a couple of minutes. It's Wayne Allyn Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. They're regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Recently, they were guests at my wedding. Everyone kept saying, wow, you look so much younger, healthier, thinner, Wayne. You look younger at age 60 than 50. What did you do? And I pointed them to John and Chelsea and said, they did it. Go talk to them. Energized Health changed my life. And the proof isn't just in how I look. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous visceral fat. And I've kept the fat off for over a year, and I'll be on this program for life because it's sustainable. Don't just take my word for it. I've received more fan mail about Energized Health than any other advertiser in history. John and Chelsea Jubilee are transforming lives. Right now, Energized Health is offering my fans the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off. Go to energizedhealth.com or call toll-free 888-444-8895. Toll-free 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
Raw and unfiltered. anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
That's the fight song. Fight, fight, fight. Fight these liberal commie scumbags like George Soros. My open question of the day. The only good thing that comes out of Ukraine, the only good thing, is that when America wants to, we could just steal the boats, the yachts, the private planes, the mansions, the bank accounts of the richest people in the world. It turns out the U.S. government can steal anything it wants. They're seizing all the Russian oligarchs' money and yachts and planes and mansions. Even though there's been no trial, nobody's proved they've done anything wrong, and most importantly, they've done nothing to the United States at all. So every time anyone in the world does something America disagrees with, you can now steal all the money and all the assets of the people that live in that country. I didn't know that was true. So the question of the day is, the one guy who's actually destroying America, committing crimes against America, is George Soros. Why are we not seizing all of his assets? If you could steal the assets of the oligarchs, why not the assets of George Soros? He's funding the open borders. He's funding the DAs that are destroying all of our big cities. He's funding the massive crime in America by letting all the criminals go and persecuting the Republicans who've done nothing wrong. He's funding all the commie politicians. He's funding every radical group that wants to destroy America. He is the worst human being in the world. Why are we not grabbing, seizing, stealing the assets of George Soros if you have now proven the United States can just walk in and steal the assets of anybody they want? Because let me ask you something. Aren't there wars every day between, I don't know, Zimbabwe and Cameroon? Did we ever steal the assets of all the residents of one of those two countries after we decided one was in the right and the other was in the wrong? Did we just say, okay, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, Cameroon's in the wrong. Let's steal all the assets of all the people in Cameroon. Not the leaders of Cameroon, not the president of Cameroon, not the family of the president of Cameroon, just anyone who's rich in Cameroon. Let's just take all their assets. Have we ever done that before? Not that I know of. What exactly has Russia done to America? And the answer is nothing. You may not like that they're attacking Ukraine. You may even think it's a crime, you know, a human crime, a mass of human mass murder or a crime against humanity or a humanitarian crime. But in the end, they're doing nothing that breaks American law. They're not doing anything to America. Russia's not doing anything to Americans. So why do we have a right to grab the money without a trial of people who aren't proven guilty, who happen to be rich people that live in Russia? I don't get it. We should be taking George Soros' property. All right, speaking of property, actually, let me take this moment and just see what gold did today. I don't know if it was up or down or what it was. Gold, I think, was up today. The headline at CNBC is gold scales more than 1 week peak on Ukraine and inflation worries. So gold must have been up a lot today. Spot gold, let's see, gold prices rose to more than a 1 week high. Spot gold was up 1%, highest level since March 14th. U.S. gold futures settled up 1.3% at $1,962 an ounce. So they're afraid of inflation, they're afraid of Ukraine, and so gold and silver were both up today, and that plays right into my comments here about Tangible Investments, which is the official gold dealer of the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Not only gold dealer, but gold and silver and precious metals and rare coins. And inflation is raging, and it's going to be raging for years, maybe even decades to come. Most experts now believe none of this was ever what Biden said, transitory, meaning short-term. Inflation is going to raise and rise and fly and skyrocket for literally years and years to come. You've got to own gold because the value of the dollar is going to go to zero. I mean, that's what the next move is. The value of the dollar is just going to dissipate to zero. How do I know? Because we're not going to be the world reserve currency anymore. That's how I know. Because Russia is now asking for all oil to be bought in payments of rubles. That's never happened before in history. China and Russia, and they're all moving against us. And they're all going to trade in some other commodity than the U.S. dollar. And that's a disaster for all of us. You've got to own gold. Tangible Investments has 40 years experience and billions of dollars in transactions under their belt. Call them at 800-384-41. You've got to own gold and silver. 800-384-41. Tell them War sent you, and they guarantee you the best prices in the country and the best customer service. 800-384-41. Or go to TII1.com. Tell them Wade Root sent you. What do I tell you all the time? All the time. Food is going through the roof. Gas is going through the roof. And here it is. Joe Biden today held a solo press conference in Brussels, Belgium, took questions from a list of pre-approved reporters and mumbled his way through the answers. And he said there will be food shortages as a result of Putin invading Ukraine. Biden told the world to expect real food shortages in Europe and the United States. And a few days ago, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki warned there will be global food shortages due to the Russia-Ukraine conflict. So there's nightmares on the way all over the United States and all over the world, thanks to Joe Biden, with an assist from Putin and an assist from Ukraine and Zelensky. But mostly it's Joe Biden. Don't believe any of the lies. Every poll shows the American people blame Biden, not Putin, for the food shortages, for the inflation, for the gas prices. This is all Joe Biden with an assist from idiots like Putin and Zelensky, who are ruining the world and causing the possibility, or the real possibility, of World War III and nuclear conflagration. Joe Biden's a moron.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Peace and learn.